Now, I wanted to do this topic for a while, and this week's parsha is certainly appropriate to discuss the topic of Yisachar Zvulun, otherwise known as buying your way into Olam Haba, at least from the perspective of Zvulun. Zvulun works hard and supports Yisachar. So the question we'll deal with probably the next couple of weeks is about how this works. Does it work? Does Zvulun really get schar in such a way? Does he take away the schar of Yisachar? Does Yisachar lose schar if he's learning in Kol and someone's supporting him? So these are various questions we'll probably address today and Mir Hashem next week as well. So let's start off with the pasuk here. The pasuk in the parsha tells us, "Zvulun lachof yamim yishkon v'hu lachof anios v'yachasu al tzidon." So Zvulun is the one who's by the sea and he's by on the boats. He's busy making a parnasa. And Rashi explains here, "Lachof yamim al chof yamim tiyad artso." He's going to be on the sand, the shores. Chof ketarguma sapar marka. It's like a market. It's like a port of some sort. This is where Zvulun hangs out. V'hu yeh matzui tadir al chof anios. He's constantly traveling by boat. V'makam anamel by the ports. Shanios mivil sham pragmatia. That's where they import and export. It's a very busy, active business. Shehoya Zvulun osik bepragmatia. He was involved in business. He was involved in making money. Umamsi mazon l'shevet Yisach. And he would be providing food and support for the shevet of Yisach while they'd be learning. Ve'mos kemetor and Yisachar could sit and learn in kol without any worries about making parnasa. Zvulun took care of them. Hu shamar Moshe, that's what Moshe Beinu explained as well in Zos Habracha. Sameach Zvulun b'tzeischa v'Yisachar ba'alecha, that Zvulun was very happy in their exiting their tzeischa and their going out to work, and Yisachar remained happy in their ohel and their tents. Zvulun yosik b'brakmatia, Yisachar osik b'torah ba'alim. So this is the relationship, a unique relationship between Zvulun and Yisachar. Zvulun again would make their parnasa, support himself and his partner Yisachar, and Yisachar would learn Torah. So this was the relationship. So just let's explain how great such an inin is. It's such a great partnership. The Torah tells us in number 3, the Torah writes in reading just the bold, this is found in Hilchas Tamat Torah, Mi she'ef shar lo lomod, a person who is not able to learn, either because mipnei she'en yodea klal lomod, he doesn't know how to learn, he was never educated, didn't have the background, the experience, the knowledge base. O mipnei tirdas hazman, he doesn't have the ability, the time. He's able to, but just he's so busy in work and running businesses and the family and other matters as well. He doesn't have the time, or he doesn't have the ability. Such a person, yaspik lacherim halomdim, a person should support others who are learning. V'techashav lo ki'ilu hu lomid batzmo. By supporting people in kolo, it's as if you yourself are learning. K'moshe darshu b'chacham b'pasik tzameach zvulun b'tzeischa v'yisachar bo'alecha. So firstly, the Torah points out that this is not for just anybody to just do away with learning themselves and just support. It's only if a person is not able to learn. Now, it either means, again, as we said, doesn't have the ability, doesn't have the seichel to learn, or does not have the time, or whatever other tier he has. But one who has the ability to learn certainly should not replace his learning with supporting. We're talking about a person who does not have that ability to learn, then what does he do? Has he fulfilled the Torah? By supporting others in learning, that's ki'ilu hu lomid ba'atzmo. It's a last resort. It's not for everyone to do this. So that's what the Torah says, but it's as if you yourself are learning by supporting people in kolo.
So if somebody now can learn 15 minutes every day, should he not do this? L'choyer, I'm just asking.
Yeah, so it sounds like that, again, supporting. We're going to get into whether or not there's an Indian of supporting Torah or this unique Zvulun Yisachar relationship of taking someone else's schar. So right now, in terms of being about stuck and helping a kol, that's a wonderful thing. Certainly a person should do that, and it's the highest level of tzedakah, but it doesn't fall into the category necessarily of Yisachar's one of splitting up the property, splitting up the proceeds, and splitting up the schar. So he says that a person who wants to get into this Yisachar's one relationship, which we're going to address shortly, that's only for those who cannot learn. But those who can learn should learn and still support Kolel, but it's not going to be Yisachar Zvulun in this unique relationship. Now the Gra says it's not simply ki'ilu hu lomid ba'atzma. It's not just that Zvulun is supporting Yisachar. It's more than that. The Gra points out number 4 here. Harei Zvulun kadam li Yisachar in the pasuk, both in the pasuk in this week's parashat Vayechi, and the pasuk in Vezos Habracha, it first says Zvulun, and then it says Yisachar. By us, it says Zvulun Lachov Yomim, and the next pasuk says Yisachar. And by Vezos Habracha, it also says Samech Zvulun B'teischa V'Yisachar B'me'olecha. So Zvulun comes first in both pasuk. And why is that? Says the Gra, Lama Kein. Ela shehaya zvulun osek bepragmatia, v'yisachar osek betorah, uzvun ba'u machilo, and zvun's coming to support those who are learning, the fikach kidmu alav pasuk, therefore put yizvun first, almost to say zvun's more important than yisachar. It says in the pasuk Amar HaKasev, eitz chaim hi, l'machazikimbo, to eitz chaim, to those who are machzik, those who are machzike Torah, those who are supporting Torah, it's an eitz chaim hi for such a person, so therefore zvun somehow actually goes before yisachar. Now it's not to say a person who's supporting is better than yisachar. The guy's learning. We're trying to give. It's not just simply ilu. It's somehow, if there was no one supporting Torah, then the guys in the cult couldn't sit and learn. So you obviously need both people to learn and people to support. But there is some pedestal that we place Zvulun on for supporting those who are in this Yisachar relationship.
Is that just to like TLM?
It could be.
I'm saying, how could supporting something be greater than what he's supporting? It's just not logical.
Right. So especially when it comes to Limud HaTorah. In the end of the day, that you need both of them. And we don't know how schar works exactly. Yeah, there's no way for us to understand schar. But the Gra says, based on the Medrash, somehow Zvulun is before. Now, it could be just to pacify them, to make them feel better. But the Machzikei Torah, the simple pshat of this Medrash is that they're somehow greater than those who are actually learning. Now, it doesn't mean a person has the ability to learn and the ability to make parnasa and to support. I would imagine everyone would tell the guy to go sit and learn. But somehow, which I don't understand fully, they're being makdim to Yisachar in the pasuk. But I don't have a full appreciation of what that means. Now, the Meiri writes, so not only is it ki'ilu hu lomed, and not only is he somehow put first in the pasuk, but the Meiri says even further than that. The Meiri writes, v'lo od, in number 5, that's in a Gemara in Sota, elu she'atorah nikreis al shemo. The Torah that Yisachar learns is attributed to Zvulun. How do we have that? Kamosha, we're about to see a mission in Maseches Vachem shortly. B'shimona Achi Azariah, the Shimon who's a brother of Azariah, Shemitoch Shehaya Achiv, because Shimon was the brother of Azariah, Misparnes Mimenu, Azariah was the one who was supporting Shimon. Shimon was the one learning, Azariah was supporting him. So because Achiv, his brother, is Misparnes Mimenu, since Shimon was being sustained by his brother Azariah, B'shashay Yalomid, while he was learning, Husker Achiv B'Hilchosav V'Nasu Tafalo. He became a part and parcel of Shimon in terms of the Chiddush. Right, we're about to see a mission in Maseches Vachem. We're not going to get into the details about Shechting a Karbon Shema, Shalol Shema. Either way, Shimon, Achi Azariah weighs in. Azariah, he had nothing to do with this halacha. He was busy making money. So why is he being attributed to this halacha? So Shimon Achi Azariah Omer, so because, as the Miri says, that Azariah also gets his shame on that name as well, on the name of Limud HaTorah. It's very similar to a person who dedicates a base medrash, or dedicates a yeshiva, or even a base knesset. The name of that person sometimes is anonymous, and sometimes it's actually put on. It's a big machlok, it's whether or not a person should advertise their name or not. The Rama actually says that a person should advertise their name because it encourages others to give money as well, but that's a different topic. But the Mishnah here says, and as the Meiri explains, that the person is given credit for that halacha that Shimon said. If Shimon writes a sefer, Shimon gives a shir, Shimon gives whatever it is, whoever is supporting that has some chelak in that halacha, some chelak in that dvar halacha. So you look at number 7, Rashi here. So Rashi says here, now we have to kind of change our focus for a moment. We want to focus now, the next few marmakomos, not only on the greatness that Zvulun has on supporting, but also we're going to change and pay attention to the following question. When Yisachar Zvulun has this relationship, that Yisachar is learning and Zvulun supporting him, is that simply a type of tzedakah? Zvulun has money, just supports Yisachar? Or is there some contract here, there's some partnership here, whereby Zvulun is splitting up his parnasa with Yisachar, and Yisachar is splitting up his schar with Zvulun? Is there some unique relationship when it comes to Limud HaTorah? So we're going to touch upon that a bit now, and we're going to continue this next week. So look what Rashi writes. Rashi on this mission, the first daf in Maseches Vachem. It says, Shimon Achi Azariah. Shimon was the brother of Azariah. Al Shem Shazariah Esek Bepakmatia. Azariah was the one making money. V'sipek Tzorcha Shimon Achiv, and he was busy supporting his brother Shimon. B'sha She Osek Batara. Shimon was able to sit in the base medrash and learn without any concerns of money. His brother is taking care of him, his family, his wife, his children. V'hisnu b'neim, they made a stipulation, they made a condition, they made a contract of some sort. She'yehei chelek lazarya b'schar tamudo shel shimon. It sounds pretty clear from Rashi that they made this arrangement whereby the chelek goes to Azariah. The schar of Talmud of Shimon somehow passes over to Azariah. So there's a split, a division of the money. Part of the money goes to Azariah, and part of the money goes to Issachar, which in this case is Shimon, and part of the schar of Limud Torah goes to Azariah. So we're going to see next week whether or not Shimon really loses schar. Does that mean Azariah gets schar on top of Shimon's schar? Or no, Shimon actually gives up of his schar somehow. We'll see it a little bit today, and Mirat Hashem next week we'll focus on this even more. So now how the Shulchan Aruch says this. So Rashi, it's clear there was this condition. There was some type of split between the money and the schar. Shulchan Aruch says a similar thing. The Shulchan Aruch writes, is really the Ramah actually. It's in Hilchos Tam Torah, Simen Reish Mem Vav. The Ramah writes, reading just the bold, V'yachol Adam lehasna lehisanos emechaveiro. A person can make a condition with his friend. Shu yasuk b'toro, that you learn. Listen, you're gonna spend time in the base medrash. Fu yam silo parnas, and I'll support you. Vayachlok imo haschar, and says the Ramah, you divide the schar. We'll see whether there's a 50-50 or some other division, but you split the schar. You split the schar of the limud Torah, which sounds very clear from the Ramah that Yisachar loses some of the schar limud Torah. Aval. Im kfar esik batar. Let's say Yisachar learned for 15 years. He was having a difficult time, but he learned, he made it, he was able to cover his rent and to take care of his family. And then after learning for so many years, someone comes along and says, I want to buy your schar after the fact. Says the Ramah, Eino yachal limchor lo chelko b'shul mamon shi'itnu lo. You can't say, I'm going to sell you some, 15 years of learning. It doesn't work that way. It only works, we're going to make a stipulation now for the next 5-10 years, you'll support me, we'll have this relationship, but to sell schar that I already banked, that's not going to work. How do we know this? What's it based on? So the Gemara tells us in number 9 here, the Gemara in Sota Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara says in a pasuk, my bozu yavu zulo, what is a disgrace? Possibly referring to some type of disgrace, a person sells something, it's disgraceful. What is that referring to? So Amar Ula says, lo kishimon achi Azariah. Not like the relationship that Shimon and Azariah had, where they supported each other. But lo Rabbi Yochanan the Ben Issa, not that he had also similar relationship as well. Ela kehilo v'shivna. What's that story of Hillel v'shivna? The Chiyosu Rav Dimin, Rav Dimin came back from Eretz Israel. He came to Bavel, and he said, Amar, Hillel v'shivna achi havu, that there are these two brothers in Eretz Israel. Hillel esik batara, Hillel learned. Shivna avid iska, and the Shivna was busy making money. And so for the end of the day, Amar lo, ta na'arav liflok. They said, you know what, after many years of working, many years of learning, let's now divide the pot. I'll give you my schar, you'll give me some of the parnasa. Yotze baskol, and a baskol came out. This is what Rav Dimi reported. Amar imitain, each has kol home base. A person tries selling his schar for the whole, for a lot of money. The pasuk says, voz yavuzel, that's disgraceful. You cannot sell schar you've banked away. If you learned a lot, you can't sell it. You can't put a price tag on schar. How do you value schar? The only way it works is a condition moving forward. That I'm going to learn, you're going to support me, we'll split the proceeds that way. That's the Ramah rights. It's based on this Rashi as well. There has to be a stipulation up front. We'll discuss next week also whether you need to have a contract. Now that's a discussion of Poskim. You have a contract to make such a relationship. But it's clear from the Ramah and Rashi, it's not simply supporting. It's not simply a tzedakah. It's actually making this unique relationship when it comes to you giving me half the money and I'm giving you half the schar of Limud Torah.
That would imply that the person learning has to set aside a certain amount of hours. That, he can't just take 17 coffee breaks. He has to be, he's actually working.
Yeah, he's working. Yeah, he's definitely working. Well, it doesn't have to be, it could be.
If you make yourself a Zulun arrangement, do you say, okay, I'll be the pharmacy, but I want to know that you're learning 6 or 7 hours a day on my own, or giving me this many hours of your learning every day? No,
I haven't seen it discussed how many hours he has to learn. Obviously, the guy should be learning, 17 hours, 16, 15 hours. I don't know. No, I haven't seen this discussed, but it should be an honest relationship, an honest agreement. Now, take a look at two tshuvas which seem to address this question head on, whether or not supporting someone in learning, Zvul and Yisachar, is a type of tzedakah, simply, or there's a special condition, relationship, contract that's made. So the Tshuva's Marim al-Shakar, in Simon Kuf Aleph, number 10 here. Od shalta, you ask me another question. Im yesh mamish ba'osan shemochen zichuyosen zelazem. Is there real value? Is there a real sale if a person sells his zichuyos? Im zacha kona, the one who buys it, is he really zocha? And my scarf, I sell my limana Torah. Does that really work? Oh, hifsin amocha, or do I lose out? Does the kona really gain my scar, and do I lose my scar? Vim pula zu yesh la ikar, is it such a value? Does that exist? Such a relationship? You could sell limana Torah? So he writes, reading just the bold now, Lomatsasi makum ledavarze, I didn't find anywhere this discussed, ki im b'tshuvas ha-she'ela Rabbeinu Hagon zal. Rabbeinu Hagon was the only place he found this discussed. And he explained, he's quoting, the rest of it's pretty much quoting Rabbeinu Hagon. So dvarim elu, these matters, divrei hevel, they're worthless, it doesn't work. She'ein lismoch alein, you should not rely on such a contract, such an agreement to sell a person schar limud Torah. Could a person really imagine that the good deeds that I do, I could sell to you? I do a mitzvah of chesed, b'kirchol, I learn, I could sell that schar to you? Could anyone actually imagine that being the case? The pasuk clearly writes, whoever's a tzaddik, he's a tzaddik. You can't buy your way into being a tzaddik. One who's a Rush, he's a Rush. You can't be Baal Tshuva by buying your way into becoming a Baal Tshuva. Your actions are the ones that dictate who you are. A tzaddik is a tzaddik, is a Rush is a Rush. Kishem shein adam nitvas ba'avon zulaso, I'm not responsible for an aver that you did. Kach ein adam zocha b'zuchos zulaso, I can't acquire your zuchos. I can't acquire your limna Torah. I can't acquire your mitzvah. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't make any sense, says Rav Haigel. Reading further down now. The person who gives money to a teacher to learn, to teach, you give him his need. You have a Rebbe, a tutor, someone who needs parnasa. So vada, that's a good thing. It's a very, very big thing. It's that top type of tzedakah to give. But it's not an inyan of a yisachar zvulun. It's a type of tzedakah. And he writes, v'chein mi shemachel ani, o chacham levarcho. A person gives food to an ani, or a chacham to give a bracha, it seems interesting. Rav Haigon talked about that. Yeshla schar akach. There's a big schar for doing such a thing, supporting those who need. Yeshla hanobekach. Givirchas also ani, also chacham. And you're going to be blessed in a great way for doing such a thing. V'cheina masad mekaima mitzvah is a person who supports someone in performing mitzvahs. Bikur cholim, hachnas orchim, whatever the mitzvah is. Kadesha yuchlu lekaim, yeshla schar akach. If you're helping someone, an institution, or organization, to support people who need Tomchei Shabbos, or people who need, whatever else it is, Matos Lev Yonim, whatever the needs are, it's a great schar for doing so. Ulahem, and to them, Ubiyosa, Misha, Oze, Asuka, Matorah, and more so, supporting those who are learning. Uvimitzos, Liparos, Libasom, to, and now, give them available time, that they can have a clear mind, clear time, La'asak Ba, it's a great schar for doing so. Don't get me wrong. To support those to learn, they shouldn't have any issues of paying their rent and paying for their car and paying for the food. That's an incredible schar. But you're not buying. You're not buying the kola guy's schar away. You're getting a separate schar. He gets his schar and you get your schar for being a baal tzedakah, a big baal tzedakah. But you're not taking anyone's schar away. That's how the Rav Haigon says this. Now we take a look at the last page, however. The Tshuva is Avakas Rachel, which is the Beis Yosef's Tshuva. He has a whole discussion. He talks about all the various sugyas we discussed, the Gemara in Sota, the Gemara in Zvachim. And read just the last few lines here, and then we'll add a little outside. He writes here, U'be'enei gadol, he writes, and I'll say this clearly, but I'll say this first, he does so, say it is an agreement. It's not simply tzedakah. Yisachar Zvulun is where Zvulun buys the schar of Yisachar, and it sounds like Yisachar loses his schar of Limud Torah as well. They split. And again, we'll address more of this detailed next week. But with that understanding, he thinks there's a real agreement going on here. U'be'enai gadol avona minaso. There's such a terrible aver to do this thing. Shenirishu bozes schar esek haTorah. For a guy to like be willing to give up his schar Torah for money, it works, he says. It actually works, but it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. There's a maisa of the Chavetz Chaim. I remember, I could be getting the details wrong, but they wanted him to learn a little bit, set some time aside to learn for a certain refuah, a certain yeshua. And so I asked him if he could dedicate some time. He sat for a long time thinking. And he said, okay, I'll give up 1 minute of learning. 1 minute of learning. So there are two things, two ways to look at that. One is that 1 minute of learning is incredibly powerful. The other one is that he doesn't want to give up so much schar. You can't just be, can't just give schar like that. It's a bizarion to give up schar of limud Torah. So he says, it's shubozes schar esek Torah shumoch. I'm selling my schar of limud Torah for money. Below tzarech parnasaso, I don't need the parnaso. I'm making a nice living. Okay, I'm making a kolo check. I'm covering my costs. But to get some extra money to be able to go to get some nice steaks and pizza, to sell my schar of limud Torah, that's a terrible thing. Umitam zen nearly, it appears to me, shafilu b'masame kari, even if they made a condition in the beginning, lohutur, it's only allowed to make such an agreement, writes the Beis Yosef, elamisha enu marviach kitei parnasaso, only those who don't have the wherewithal to support themselves. If a guy can't live off his co paycheck, he needs more to support his children and his whole family, so then there's a heter to go into such an agreement, which means I'm giving my schar up to my supporter, and he's giving his reward to me. Vimlo yisna imze, and if he doesn't make such a condition with the Baal Tzedaka, yitztarech lachzor achar panasaso, I need to find money. I need to make some money to support my family. And what's going to happen when I start looking for a job here and there, v'yisbato midivrei Torah, I'm not going to be learning legamre, like I'm able to do, like I wanted to do. V'lachein hutter lo loseis chetzi chelek schar esik taraso lechaveirom. And only in this condition where he couldn't learn otherwise, which means if he didn't have the parnasa, he'd have to leave kolo. Assuming the guy's an honest kolo guy, he's sitting and putting the hours in and you know, checking in. The guy's really learning Torah. So then if I need to go leave to make money, so then I have no other choice, then you could enter into such an agreement. And then that means I'm giving up my chelik of half, chatzi, chelik schar, esek b'Torah. So I'm giving a half of my schar to support my wife and family. Now also here, which is interesting, that now the Baal Tzedaka needs to give up half of his money as well. So you have like a billionaire supporting a guy in Tzedaka in this Zvulun, the Yisachar Zvulun relationship. If you want to have that real relationship according to the Beis Yosef, which maybe we'll discuss a little bit today, it means half and half. That means a billionaire is giving up his $7 million a year to Yisachar, and he gives up half his Limud Torah. Some people don't understand this, but that's what the Beis Yosef understands. Now again, there's an approach of supporting through tzedaka. Tzedaka means I'm supporting a, not Yisachar Zvulun. There's two tracks here. The track of Rav Haigon is I'm giving tzedaka. And there's no reason to give up my parnasa. There's no reason to get his schar limud Torah. It's schar of supporting limud Torah. But if you want to enter into a true Yisachar Zvulun relationship, says the Beis Yosef, it must be where it's 50-50. I mean, if people, both ways. I mean, what you think, the guy's learning kol, what's he making? I'll get schar limud Torah. Schar limud Torah, you can't put a price tag on that. It's worth millions of dollars. It really is. The Chavetz Chaim didn't want to give up his schar. It wasn't worth millions of dollars for him. A guy who's making it in Kol, he doesn't want to. A guy offers $10 million. A real guy in Kol wouldn't sell.
A real guy in Kol
will not sell his schar limud Torah for $10 million. He wouldn't. But if he's really stuck, so then says the Beis Yosef, it must be 50-50. So he says further, then explains, if you have this real agreement 50-50, harei ze doma, it's similar, le'osik b'Torah chatzi hayom, ve'osik b'melacha chatzi hayom. It's as if both people, the guy in Kolel, it's as if he's learning only half the day and he's actually working the other half of the day, even though in reality he's not, but that's how it's viewed from the schar. And the guy who's making money, it's kilu, he's learning half the day and working half the day, even though he's really not, but that's this unique relationship. Aval, says the Beis Yosef, im marviach kidei parnasaso, if he's making enough money from his kolo check, he's able to support himself, his wife, his family, he can pay his rent, the food, his car, all of that. Usur lahasnos. It's usur to have such an agreement, says the Beis Yosef. Vim hisna, if he goes into such an agreement, when he doesn't really need the money, harehu bechal bozei dvar Hashem kedamin. It's a terrible disgrace of the schar limud Torah and the Torah itself. That's what the Beis Yosef writes. So the agreement does work. While Rav Haigon felt the agreement didn't make any sense to sell schar limud Torah, the Beis Yosef felt it worked. The Ramah felt it worked. It seemed from the Rashi this worked. But again, it had to be very limited to those who really mamish need the money. And if they didn't have the money, they have to leave kolo.
Last
Let me read it to you. Rashi Weiss has a tshuva on this in Chelek Sheni, in Simon Nunches. He goes through these marmakomos. He quotes from Moshe. Moshe is a very, very long tshuva in Yerodeya, Chelek Dalet Simon Lamazayin. He talks about this. And he says, it's very clear, Ramosha writes, it's very clear this is not a tzedakah. This is a Yisachar Zvulun, a unique thing when it comes to Limud HaTorah only. You have this agreement with each other. And he says, I'm going to read through Rav Asher Weiss's paraphrasing of Rav Moshe here. He says a couple things here. Proving the point that's Limud HaTorah, it's not tzedakah, he says there's no inin of kedima when it comes to Yisachar Zvulun. What that means is, by Hilchot tzedakah, the person had a relative. A relative comes before supporting anybody else. If a person's close relative and needs money, you support him before you support a non-relative. When it comes to Yisachar Zvulun, let's say you have a brother who you can enter into such a relationship with, Yisachar Zvulun, I've got a friend. There's no inyan of kadima here because this is not Hilchot Tzedakah. This is Hilchot Talmud Torah. That's one point he points out. Then he says, Od Chiddusham, another Chiddush where Moshe writes is, the Ein Tokev Lahaskem Zed, there's no strength, power to this agreement, Ela kasher heim chokin chelek shove b'shove equal gam b'schar haTorah the Yisachar v'gam b'revach hamamon shel Zvulun. The schar of Yisachar gives up must be 50-50 and the revach of Zvulun must be 50-50 as well.
It has to be shove this way. Shove
I give
that
you 30%, then you give
30%. Right? Yeah.
Maybe that's what he means. Then maybe you're right.
Yes.
Okay, it could be. I thought Moshe may have said half and half, but maybe it could be. Could be 30%, 30%.
$1 million, right. Has to give $500,000.
But that's what Beis Yosef said.
That's Beis Yosef. Right. Let's say the guy learns only 12 hours a day. Let's say so he and regardless of what the Zvulun person is marviach, he says I'm giving you a third. I want a third of what you marviach, and then you just have to pick your Zvulun very carefully.
Right. Yeah, very carefully. You're right. Could be right. Maybe reading this, it could be shavasha means percentage wise would work.
Yeah,
as opposed
right.
to Beis Yosef was 50-50. Yeah. So maybe Beis Yosef would agree to this percentage as well. So he writes again, has to be shava b'shava, gam b'schar Torah, the Yisachar, v'gam b'revach ha-mamon shel Zvulun, v'ein ha-Zvulun yachol lasis li-Yisachar, sikum katzuv, k'dei lachlok b'schar Taraso. You can't give a set price for a certain schar of Zvulun, which I guess would mean it has to be a percentage-wise. You can't give a price tag on it. 30%? 30%? That would be the idea. And, fine, so that's what he says there. And then he writes, you know what? I want to say this for next. I know it's a little early. I want to say this for next week. So let's recap what we did. So it comes out from all this is that Yisachar Zvulun Rav Haigon felt that this is simply an inyan of tzedakah. There's no Yisachar Zvulun. There's no buying and selling one schar. But he says this is an inyan of tzedakah and a very chashuv tzedakah, the highest form of tzedakah to support those who are learning Torah. It's machzikei Torah. It's what the Grub pointed out is you're makdim them in the pasuk eitz chaim hil machzikim bo. And it's what the Torah writes is keilu the Zvulun is a lomid himself. But then we saw from the Rashi and the Gemaras and from the Ramah and the Beis Yosef that this is not simply a Baal Tzedaka. It's a special, unique relationship that could be used only in a scenario whereby the Kolo guy won't be able to learn if he didn't have the money. But when you enter into such a relationship, it has to be where it's either Chatzi Chatzi or Shava B'Shava, where somehow there's this equal agreement. And that way it's going to work. If a person tries to enter an agreement when he doesn't need the money, so then that's a terrible thing, says the Beis Yosef. So be careful how you use it. So Mirat Hashem, next week, we're going to go through about whether or not he really loses schar, number one. And number two is whether or not you really need a contract to make this thing a real contract. Because it sounds like it's a chosha mishpat then. It's a real agreement going on here. So we'll get to whether or not a person needs a contract. And then we'll talk about whether a person could do this by other mitzvahs as well. This was only discussed by Talmud Torah. But could I, let's say, I want to help a guy with machnas orchim. So you go, you're machnas orchim. Or you're mevakar cholim. I'll pay for your cab and you'll pay for the cost. You go do the maisa, and can we split the schar of that particular mitzvah? Mirat Hashem will do this next week.